You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
We're just going to pretend that this is the theme song to Vampire Diaries.
I swear I've never heard this song.
It's ever heard it before.
It's not really the theme song. When is it?
I mean, if they're just going to make one up, can I make one up?
No.
Yes. When I wake up, yes, I know I'm going to be. Yeah. I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you, or maybe not. When I heather, which means throw up. Okay. When I hear that, because I like that threw up a lot in this episode. Sorry, I had to mention that. All right, go ahead.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we are doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Vampire Diaries Season 4, Episode 2, Memorial. So serious. Like this show started out in a fantasy world, we're in a fantasy studio tonight, joining you guys.
It's all a figment of your imagination.
I'm DJ Jesse Janity, joined in studio by Sir David Scufolini.
Hello.
You looked crazy right there.
I always look crazy. It's fine.
And the one, the only, the beautiful, the gorgeous, the one, the...
You already said that.
Brittany Brower.
Brittany Brower, guys.
I want to make sure everyone understands the one, the only.
The one and the only.
It is the one and only.
It's Brittany Bitch.
It's only a bitch. I'm the Brittany Brower.
And bitch, you are giving them shoulders tonight.
I am giving a little shoulder. You know, a little point. Well, I'll be honest. I didn't think I was going to be in this studio tonight where I'd be showing jeans. And now I will show you that I'm wearing jeans tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Normally, you don't get to see that. But I do have my pointed shirt on, and I'm ready to discuss some pointed discussions about the Vampire Diaries, because there's a lot of points.
Get it?
That we're going to talk about.
And she pointed to her
teeth.
Yeah, her teeth.
The iTunes listener. Okay. So, like I said, figment of your imagination. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Elena and Stefan are sleeping in the woods now.
No.
Awkward.
I don't think they're sleeping in the woods. I think they were napping.
Was that a fantasy or...
I mean,
first of all, they have two houses.
I was very confused.
They have two houses.
What do you mean they have two houses?
Elena has her house. Stefan has his house.
We still haven't seen Elena's house.
That's very true. And we still don't know if she's even allowed in her house.
Right. Also,
all the adults are dead, right? Everyone's
so
dead.
Does Elena still have her house? Because who's paying the goddamn mortgage? Nobody works.
No one cares about the mortgage.
Elena has never had a job.
I have never seen anything that the rent gets paid or the mortgage or utilities.
But, like, there's always been adults around to worry about the bills.
Pretty much that was covered.
It's covered.
I've never seen a middle income family be able to take care of so much.
That's right. Their electricity has never been turned off.
I feel like it gets paid off because remember they're part of like the lumber something. Oh no, that's the Stefan and Damon's family.
That's the Salvatore family.
Okay.
But the Salvatore family have like owned their home for generations and generations. Their mortgage is done and paid off.
I mean,
they only have to worry about property tax.
It's just like with Twilight, you know. I mean, the Cullens, the main father had. You know, he was a doctor, so he already could pay for everything.
Yeah.
Which we'll discuss later on, because Elena does need her education.
Yeah.
She is staying in school.
Yeah.
Get educated, because she has a long life ahead of her.
Long life. Long lives. What are you doing? Get off your phone.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that. We had a fan write into us.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm going to involve this fan.
We also had a fan tweet us last week after
Tanny
the
B.
show.
No, but Tanny B is serious.
Wait, okay, like,
Tanny
this
B.
This is quicker.
Okay.
Okay. So Miss Nick Nick at Miss Nick Nick tweeted us last week and said, "For the record, Stefan didn't know that Elena had vampire blood in her until he let her die."
I did see that tweet.
Yes. So thank you for pointing that out to us, Miss Nick Nick.
Thank you, Miss Nick Nick. That's it. That is a good observation.
Right?
You know what?
We were confused
point,
as
you
to
go
why.
Girl.
Yeah. Right.
You go, girl.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because we didn't call that out.
No.
But
because we thought he knew.
I'm gonna come back to Tanny B throughout the episode.
Okay.
Our episode because she has a lot to talk about.
That's okay. Great.
Is and it, she what, couldn't
what's
join
the name
us.
Of it? Who? What's
Tanny
the name?
B.
Tanny is that a girl or a guy?
I'm assuming it's a girl.
So it could be a guy, so don't assume anything.
Yeah.
Assuming means an ass of you and me. And
either way, thank you, Tanny B, for writing into us before the show started.
Exactly.
Tanny B watches on the East Coast.
She couldn't be with us tonight, but she said the episode was amazing, which it was.
Was,
thought it was really great.
I thought the episode tonight was absolutely amazingly great.
Let's talk about Elena's transformation for a second.
Yeah, do it.
Can I just say
now,
something right off the bat?
Let's start with Tanny B first. I want to start with Tanny B. Right.
Okay.
Why does Tanny B get president over Brittany B? Over Brittany B. Over Brit B. I mean, that's kind of bullshit B.
No.
I think it's ridiculous.
Bullshit. B.
Tanny B, I love you, and I'm so happy that you wrote in and you wrote that long thing, but Brittany B has always... Thank you.
It's Brittany B.
I watched this episode,
Brittany's also
and...
here in studio.
God, there's a lot of talking going on. All right. I want to pinch your cheeks right now.
Sorry.
Okay. Here's what's going down. I cannot believe by watching this that Elena is a vampire. I am sorry. Let me just... It's
hard
kidding me. You know when you have maybe have every viewer and everyone has losses and things in their life and you just kind of look back at it or when it's happening.
So it
like,
didn't
oh
hit you the first episode?
No. It did
well,
not
because
hit
the first
me.
Episode we didn't see her like quote unquote feed.
Fiending. Not even feed, like fiending.
Like
right.
A junkie.
And I watched it this episode and I literally told David, I said, "Oh my gosh, she's really a vampire." She's a...
I know.
This is crazy.
Is it, but I don't... Like, you also called it before they even called it out.
I
that know. She is somehow rejecting her transition.
I did say
very
that.
True.
I said, let me just say this. There's a reason why they're, like, bringing it on so quickly that she's a vampire. Like, she's, oh, she's automatically just a vampire. But now, her body is physically rejecting the fact that she's a vampire. And... What did I say before I even saw one bit? Back me up, guys.
I know. I was with
I said, oh, is it because of the doppelganger? She's like, there's already a doppel vampire, so you're not your body's not going to be able to like take it? And here we go.
We just like...
literally, when we saw her vomit, I go, and pay up, fellas.
Now, wait. How would you guys feel? Because, I mean, I read online that Julie Plec, creator... said that this episode, personally for her, was the season finale of season three.
Even just watching it, even the way this episode ended was a season finale episode.
So how would this have changed Vampire Diaries for you guys? If this was the end of season three, and then now we're going to start fresh with Connor being the main
I feel like had the episode that we saw last week... happened in between what actually was the season finale and this episode, you would have lost me.
How so?
Because last week's episode wasn't as strong as this week's episode.
No. You would have gotten last week and this week's episode.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Had they both been there.
You would have been lost.
I would have been like, I'm lost. Yeah.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
I think that they made a perfect decision of the way that they did do things because... making Elena turn into a vampire right before we go on a, let me say it to the camera, at what, 7, 8, 9 month hiatus? I don't know, however long they want to take vacation for, made it that much more, I don't know, like Sorry. I'm
That's what gonna, we wanted to see.
Yeah. You know what I'm
it
saying?
Was. The day. I mean, it was exciting for us to know that she was going to turn.
We couldn't believe it.
We couldn't believe that she's going to be a vampire. So
and
I
Brittany still can't believe it.
I still can't believe it. So thank you for saying that, because I'm just like, I'm still baffled by it, and I still watch it, and that's why I'm so unbelieving of it. I am baffled. I really am baffled, because I'm like... Did I not lean over to you? I'm baffled by this. It's bizarre to me that she's a vampire.
It's weird. It is weird to see our leading lady.
Well, so how do we feel about it? I mean, she's going through this transformation.
Love it. Be a vampire.
Why do you
Take
love it.
It? Because I'm so sick of everyone saving Elena. I'm so sick of it. I like the adventure. I need for the show to continue and to be a strong show. I need a big change. We don't need Buffy the Vampire Slayer to repeat itself. Love Buffy. We'll never go against my Buff. But we don't need history to repeat itself.
It's true.
It is very true.
iTunes listener, she just did her cross, by the way.
I did the Buffy, like, no, I need that to keep living on forever.
Yes.
Oh, I love sound effects. nothing makes me happier. Okay. So, what okay. I am saying is that Buffy definitely... could never be a vampire. She was a slayer, yada yada.
Exactly.
And then this show I love just
you need
as
Elena
much,
to be
if
it.
Not more. I'm obsessed with Vampire Diaries. And the fact that she's already turning bad, great. Good choice. Let's make her bad. No, not bad like that. Don't get me
All
started.
Right,
don't
I
get
want
me
you to
started.
Be, I want you to be clear.
She's going to be like the. We're going to mix a little Buffy and Twilight in it. She's going to need, like, you know, she's going to need blood. She's going to need that. And I like that. And what I'm fearing from this episode is that they're going to want her to reject being a vampire, which I'm kind of already discussed, and I think that it might happen. I'm like, don't make her human again.
All right, now pause. I'm going to go to David, because you said, you know, we talked about the doppelganger.
Mm-hmm.
And that they even mentioned in the episode that the doppelganger is maybe rejecting the transformation. Now, you
right.
said...
Katarina is the original doppelganger.
Right.
Right.
So she's already gone through this.
Right. So why was she able to go through it and turn and transition into a vampire and Elena can't?
Now, adding
That's
on to that...
That's my question.
Do we think yeah. maybe it's because... I mean, at the end of the episode, we get Damon talking about babysitting the children. And, I mean, when you refer to someone as a child, it's someone who's inexperienced, who
right,
hasn't really gone through
he
it. And he
is
said,
centuries older than them.
But not older than Stefan. And Stefan is feeding Elena animal blood.
Right. Right.
So is she rejecting the animal blood?
No,
or
because
is she
Damon
rejecting?
Also gave her a blood bag, and she rejected
right.
that as well.
Now...
I don't even know
What's
anything what you guys
that?
Are talking about, because I cannot get across the fact that you guys are both wearing the matching plaid outfits.
I can't.
And David that? Has a black navy sweater to go with his.
Yeah.
That's I'm sorry. I just had to just let all the viewers know how
fashion forward here on Vampire Diaries.
Okay.
All right, Tanny B mentioned this.
Yeah.
Damon. I don't know if you guys know this, but vamps drinking from other vamps can mean one of three things.
Yes.
From what I've learned from this episode, from this show. One, the vamp is mentally, maybe physically sick.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the vamp is literally power hungry. Example, Michael and not Klaus.
Or C, can I tell what it is? I think I know what it is.
What?
Can I say my thing?
Yep.
Okay, C, which will be the winner because I really do believe
that. I think it is.
Is C is when you drink another vampire's blood.
Okay, can I just read what she wrote?
Cause
exactly
no, because
what
I want to say it first. I want to say it because I don't know what's on your little iPad over there or your iPhone. I want to tell you that C
yes,
is...
my phone's giving iPad realness over here.
You got it, baby.
It's a droid.
It's all right, fine.
Product placing. Product
can
placing
I get,
just like the
say it,
CW
say it,
shows.
Say it,
and good, just good. Like Bing produced all this information. Thank you, Bing. It's for doing, guys. Thing is for doing. It truly
right,
is.
You think it's love?
I
sex
think it's,
thing.
I think it's definitely a yes.
All right. So she said both number three, both vamps are being deeply intimate with each other. And then she said, of course it's number three. They're being intimate with each other. Of course Elena doesn't know this, but Damon does.
Yes!
She said very...
It's called Twilight.
Very slimy, but then again, it's Damon. What was very funny yet touching was when he was at Alaric's grave, drinking a bottle of whatever liquor that was.
Whiskey?
It was funny because he was grieving and touching because Rick was his drinking buddy. Which...
Sorry, and I do apologize to viewers. I meant True Blood because I was thinking two things at once.
Yeah,
it's True Blood. True Blood does a thing where you drink the blood, you have the sexual dreams about, you know...
Right.
So that's... I mean, that's what's
which
going
is also
on
why
there.
Stefan was getting mad at him this episode.
Of course. But she also rejected Damon's blood.
Ooh. Yes!
Which is
I
a
didn't
thing
even think of
that
it.
He did mention at the thing. She's rejecting
ooh,
everything.
Brittany's just mad over in the corner.
I know!
Because let me tell you guys, I cannot never imagine
I know.
About missing, rejecting
Damon's Damon.
Blood or Damon other something. Orifices.
That's disgusting. Oh we're not talking about that.
No, wow, but she didn't funny. Reject Matt's blood.
She did.
No, she didn't. She kept down Matt's blood.
That is so true.
No,
so
she it might did not. That's
no,
why she ran
she
the bathroom.
Did. No, no, the bathroom was before church started, because apparently now they go to church.
Oh, okay. Well,
do you think
that's a very good point. And you know what
do you
I
think they're
I
Lutheran?
Do they're, I think they're Baptist.
Okay.
And I will
no,
say,
there would have been way more singing involved.
They're Methodist. Fine. Let's just go with it. Okay. I do think that that maybe Damon was right. You do need
like
a vein.
Human blood.
He said
from
warm,
the vein.
Pumping blood.
Yeah. Mm.
And vampires we know are cold.
I
so.
Like it.
But maybe as the doppelganger, she can only feed on humans.
Ooh, no.
That would be a great twist, though.
All right.
I like where we're heading with you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's get to Bonnie
okay.
and her weirdness.
I just, you know,
before
my,
Bonnie,
my, my whole thing with Elena transitioning is so early on in the lore of the series is that now that she's a vampire, how many more seasons can it really go on for? You know what I mean?
Forever.
Like, what? Literally forever, because
no,
she'll never die.
Here's what my question for you guys is. Here's what my question for you. And this is what I meant to bring up last week, and we didn't. We got so off topic, of course.
Tell me.
Imagine next season just starts 3,000 and something.
Oh.
And we just witness.
Oh, we like jump through the future?
Look at what show we're dealing
and
with.
And Matt's dead?
Matt's dead.
Everyone else is still alive. Matt's dead.
What? Listen. 3,000 and something. It's Vampire Diaries. So
oh,
the story
I love that.
Is
sorry.
About we think the story is about Mystic Falls, and our I know our followers have said to us, you know, why are they still in Mystic Falls? You guys are just you're just giving us that beat.
I mean, here at Entrebuzz, we like our dramatic effects. We do. We really do.
But I mean, honestly, think about it.
It could be someone else's diary.
It's a vampire's diary. Mm-hmm. We could move to Rebecca's diary.
I don't think that Elena being a vampire will ever actually.
But wait.
So I am against you on that.
No. Because listen to what I'm saying. Because another fan has also made this comment.
Well, I'm on your side.
That
but
Caroline is the same as Elena. And now think about this.
She's blonde.
The more you know.
That's called a. That's what we call a by Felicia. By Felicia. No, Caroline and Elena are living
one,
almost
right?
the same life. In the same sense, Caroline always gets blamed for everything, and she's uh-huh. always stuck in a love triangle, which is the same as Elena. So what if...
Okay.
Could you really honestly picture Caroline dying in this show? She's such a serious
no.
character. You
why?
Can't. You can't.
Why
right?
do I want to?
What if the Vampire Diaries moves to another love story? I just think this show can go on for so long. There's so much stuff.
I'm with
to
you.
Talk
like
about.
It could change.
Yeah.
First
and
of
not
all,
be
I
about
don't even
Elena anymore.
I don't
we don't even, have
th-
Katrina back in the story.
Katarina.
None of what we're talking about is important because the show's not going anywhere. It's amazing. I love it. I'm
we're only
obsessed.
On season 4.
I know. I agree.
And so. Ixnet, let's get back to the topic at hand.
But I'm just
because
okay.
I think that I agree with you, and there's so many storylines you can take with it. Elena being a vampire is one of the most favorite things I love to think about. I want her to go through an evil time.
What did you think when she went too. In the bathroom in our new little vampire?
Right, get it, get that shit.
And our vampire slayer,
yes,
you know, was knocking on the door. She, you know, locked the door and was cleaning up real quick. What did you say?
real slow-mo.
Real slow.
I don't know why Elena is very slow at being a vampire, because I don't get that yet. She is very slow at
it. But she didn't learn at the beginning how to run fast. She didn't do it.
No,
it was just very much wiping.
I thought it was just like an instinctual thing. You just like, that's your thing.
That's just right, but it took a long time for her to wipe up, and as well as Bonnie. No, not but Caroline. Sorry, Caroline in the bed when we were talking about earlier. Yes.
Sexy times.
Sexy
times.
Tyler. Wait, we're going to talk about that in a second.
What was that?
What was that? Can we please play that?
We are having a lot of fun.
I need to hear that. Jizz in my pants.
That's so true. And he did almost jizz in his pants until his mom almost got murdered, so he had to run downstairs, Tyler. And then Caroline. How is it that Caroline...
She's like,
I got a good question for the viewers.
What's going on?
And please, viewers, if you are listening, I would love to hear more about this, because I love these kind of comments. All right. She's in bed.
Yeah.
You remember the time that Caroline could hear a cell phone from, like, three doors down? Literally three doors down.
I thought that was like one of those the band.
Not the band. Their actual thing.
Okay.
And in the hospital.
I thought it was now, like one of those things that like you have to turn on maybe. To like listen.
No, but listen. No.
I'm sorry, but
also it was a gunshot. She could have moved a little faster.
So right. Her boyfriend and his her boyfriend's as they're banging.
Uh-huh.
And his her boyfriend's mom are getting killed downstairs. And she casually walks downstairs.
Puts wait, but not even... On. I mean, like, so casually that when she hits the bottom step, she just flips her robe over.
She is still putting a robe on. She is still like this. What? What is happening? I mean, what's happening is...
Not worried.
Your vampire senses have failed you once again, and your boyfriend's just been shot about three times with a wooden bullet, probably with vervain and everything else in it.
Now, another fan mentioned this, and I don't know if I agree
also,
with this.
Also, she's thing. Having sex in her boyfriend's house.
Love that
with
part,
with the mother downstairs.
That's fine.
No, that's vampire sex in your mother's house. That is not okay.
They're gonna live forever? Mom doesn't care anymore. Mom doesn't mind
Mom's
anymore.
Mom's over that?
Hello. Mom's the mayor. She doesn't care. Her son's a werewolf and a vampire.
I know, he's not getting anybody pregnant.
I think she can deal with the fact that her son is having premarital sex.
Hello? Have we seen Underworld?
Yeah.
Hello, that's exactly what the fuck the story's about.
Watch your language.
Excuse me.
I know, but nobody...
Yeah.
Yes, she did have a kid.
I would love it if Tyler's mom was like, I cannot take this under my house, but I can't take you... Eating blood.
You can rip humans apart.
And
you can suck their blood, but you cannot.
And you can
there
turn
will be
it.
No sex in this
and
house.
And you can turn into an animal once a month under a full moon. But that is it, mister. That is it. You sexing Caroline is out of the question.
Hey, it's just respect.
It's
I'm just saying. There's rules. I mean, there are rules within being a vampire.
There's no
werewolf.
Rules. There's no rules.
I'm gonna call him a hyperbole.
I
just wanted to throw it out there. Sorry.
I know.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to sound smart? Just sound stupid.
No, I just wanted to use the word hyperbole.
Well, I always want to use any words that I can't use ever. I'm on board.
Okay,
with
so here's my question.
What's in there?
Water.
Bye. Do you see the alcoholism going on right now?
No, I cannot. That's so rude.
It's a joke.
I need some water. God, that's so awful to say.
All right. Anyways, going back to this.
Anyway.
You know, we have Caroline, we have Elena. Now, Elena's transitioning. Caroline's going through this whole situation where her boyfriend's just been killed by these magic bullets, we're assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which aren't really magic, because we find out per Bonnie.
That it's not witch script.
So what is this? I mean, what do we think is going on with this guy? He's freaking crazy.
Well, he's got those awesome, like, fingerless leather gloves.
I mean, those are not awesome. You can get those at the dollar store. Those are, like, normal gloves.
Covered
you can
in
cut
vervain.
Them off yourself.
I don't get this guy's kind of angle right now. I really don't. Maybe I'm, like, with other people that are listening right now or watching. I just don't understand his vision. I mean, I don't know what... He is even, because when Damon even tried to attack him after
and he wears gloves with a short sleeve shirt, so you know he's risky.
That is very risky.
That is.
Yeah.
That's a fashion faux pas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's willing to take risks.
I love it.
Yeah.
I need to beat him for Halloween. Yeah. I'm thinking about it.
He's okay with driving a truck with no doors.
I like that about him.
He's, you know, your everyday.
That's actually kind of gangster. A truck with no doors. It means that you have to jump in for just whatever random reason.
Mm-hmm.
If Jeep made trucks.
I don't want to make my Honda with no doors.
He might have, like, came from Sunnydale.
And be like, what's this, bitches? What? And really, I'm just going to work at 10 a.m.
With no doors.
With no doors.
Well, yeah, I like that.
Now, what do we, okay, let's not get, before we get into Connor, can we talk about Matt for a second?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Matt had some relevancy this episode.
A little bit.
And decided to, hey, you know what? Why don't you take a little chunk out of me?
First of all, Matt had no relevancy on this episode. None. Matt is
to
only
feed
along.
Elena. Sorry.
Matt is only around for two options. Uh-huh. One, to leave town for an episode dramatic thing.
Yeah.
And two, now, thank you, to let Elena feed off of him. That's it. That's all Matt's around
but
for.
But at least now he's always going to be around.
Well, good for
what,
Matt.
What, for her
good
blood
for
bank,
Matt.
Though? Is this the sympathy blood bank that we're always going to go to?
Well, Matt feels sorry that she became a vampire and that
but
he's
that's
only
stupid.
Alive. So now he can keep Elena alive by feeding her. And then maybe he can have her back and they can have sexy
that's
times.
That's awkward and stupid.
I mean, how bad do you feel if you're Matt, the actor?
You don't agree with that?
How is it awkward?
What?
It's awkward because at the end of the day, first of all, we already have a love triangle going on.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to bring Matt back into the sex triangle. He's not relevant.
You make it a square?
No, you're not. Matt, you are never going to
that's
get
Elena. That's not a square.
Now
is it?
That Elena is a vampire, well, there's no way Elena is hooking up with Matt.
I meant, like, I was thinking, like, no. Yeah, I was totally idiot by that.
It's okay.
Two things yes, it is a square, but what I meant was, no, we don't need to bring Matt in at all anymore. It was like a little
like
thing
Matt.
To bring in a sexual.
Should we kill him off?
Brittany,
should we kill him off?
I mean, Matt, you gotta go. No, I don't ever think Matt should go because we need that one human person. So Matt needs to go on vacation again. I like Matt on vacation. I like the idea of Matt. I just don't want Matt to ever really
be
on the show.
He checks in every once in a while.
I want him to text and say, hey, I'm in North Carolina. I just got a funnel cake. I love that. I love that, Matt.
Right in the Ferris wheel.
And be like, oh my God, North Carolina, Myrtle Beach is so
I'm
much
on
fun.
On the Ferris wheel right now.
This is awesome. Why don't we ever, there's no vampires here. Why don't we all move here? I would love that text from Matt. I wouldn't really want the text from Matt like, hey, where are you? Or hey, back in town again. Like, I'd be like this. God, Matt, what's wrong with you? If I was Elena, which I will be for Halloween, by the way. If I was Elena.
Tune in next week, guys. We have a special.
I would be like this. Matt. What are you doing here? We are all vampires. We're all hideous people now. Get out of
Dodge.
Your sister's dead.
All right.
Your mom is dead as well. Let's call
so
it a wrap.
So serious with the soap opera music. Before we get into the next topic,
Matt
what do you
has
think?
A job. He can't just up and leave. He works at
he
the
works
bar.
He works at the grill.
That's he has people depending on him to clean up glasses and things.
He does.
Because he buses.
Please talk over this and music and just give us a whole Matt scenario.
And Matt is there for moral support, and he's a loving, gentle soul, and he cares for the people.
Guys,
is this Titanic?
Just go.
I was done.
No, but we have to discuss this because we've left a big thing.
Because I mean, what do you
new Elena friend?
No,
the one that got killed tonight.
No, before we get there,
okay,
Matt. Where does Matt go from here?
Oh yeah, we should talk about it.
I want to know. No,
it's not even my hand.
No. I really want to know.
No, be serious.
As far as Matt's character.
No, you need to, like, let it go. Like, no, seriously, do
just
it.
Just let her touch you.
Let me
and
touch you.
If you're listening on iTunes, join us on YouTube here tonight.
Because I'm gently stroking David's
gently
face.
Straight face.
David, gently stroke my face. David, gently stroke my face and I'll do the
wrap
Matt.
Wrap that music.
Out of the Matt memo.
Okay.
All right. Now, before we get into the next topic, I want to thank you guys so much. You guys are amazing. We have the best fans here at
Outpost
TV Vampire Diaries.
Well, do we?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Because you know what? You guys are not doing your full job. You need to get on freaking iTunes.
Yeah. What do they need to do?
They need to get on iTunes.
And download
subscribe.
It.
And download it and subscribe to us.
And comment.
Exactly. And that's, you know what? We're not happy with you unless you do it.
That's a lie. We love you guys.
We love you either way.
We need you to do it. No, we don't love you either way. We care about you, but we'll really love you if you help us on iTunes. We need to be number one. Come on, revolution.
Yes.
Revolution.
That's what I'm saying.
Revolution.
What is that show?
Exactly. I said it before, I'll say it before.
It's
we
a good show.
Here.
I watch Revolution, but really? Vampire Diaries can't be number one. In June, we weren't even airing in June. Y'all had us at number one.
And now we are just disappointed.
Now we're starting.
Disappointed.
So make Brittany Brower happy.
Make me
Subscribe,
happy.
Subscribe, rate, download,
get
comment.
Us back in Studio A.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, guys.
Come on. No.
Yeah.
We got
our engineer wants us so bad here.
Guys, we're actually moving you to Studio C. We're going to shut down in just a minute.
Okay. Perfect. It's all good.
Right. You see what you guys are doing because you aren't helping us out on iTunes.
Hey, just thanks kidding. To Vampire Diaries that take a hiatus for 18 months.
I know.
Now we're in Studio B.
Being a fan, we're on the streets of Hollywood, California!
We're... I like some more. Would you give me some more, son, love? I'm hungry. I need some more Vampire Diaries.
So
and
if you
some
guys
more after
want to feed Brittany Brower, please subscribe, rate, download, and comment on
please.
iTunes.
And please don't feed me Vampire anymore. I'm feeling quite bad these
days. She's had her model diet is ice cubes and Altoids.
Oh, I wish. Oh,
okay, Altoid. Let's get back on topic. Guys.
Okay, yes.
All right, next topic. I want to talk about April.
Why?
Damn.
Shows up out of nowhere.
Everybody knows her.
I can't stand that everyone knows April. I am so over the show being like, oh, our new best friend. Oh, the pastor's daughter. Oh, here's April. I've loved you. I've babysat you forever. David,
like
go ahead. David, I'm not going to be going to steal this
show. Elena is only 2 years older than her brother. April and Jeremy are the same age. How is Elena her babysitter? If she hasn't been around for ages, and she's what, 15?
I mean, like...
No,
because, I mean...
So
I babysat my brother, and I'm only 3 years older than him.
That's your brother, though.
But I'm just saying, maybe she's
over
the hose.
She got paid for
for watching someone else's child, and you're driving over your 8-year-old to watch your 6-year-old.
That's up.
I don't even get paid for watching other people's children.
And you're here watching
and
us.
That's creepy.
I know. I know.
That's creepy.
Whose kids are you watching?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about...
But so, I'm just saying, what do we think about this whole situation? She sees Jeremy. I feel like this kind of like... Do we think this kind of going to be a love situation between her and Jeremy?
What about Bonnie?
Well, that's what I'm saying. What about Bonnie?
What if Elena gets a Jeremy? I'm just joking.
What?
Let's not go there.
I'm just
But let's
joking.
Go back to April...
What it was Jeremy? A joke because what all of this is so dramatic about all of this.
It's a soap opera about vampires. We've already accepted it.
I know.
April
that.
And Jeremy, what do you guys think?
Well, I mean, when she was introduced, she was kind of like acting kind of like weird. Like
I don't
she
understand.
She had a crush on either Matt or Jeremy.
Brittany?
No, I just don't think that. Like,
no?
Maybe not yet. I think April should be killed off like she should be.
You think she
like
should
quickly?
Be?
Like quickly?
I don't
just want
think she's
gone.
Be killed
I'm
off.
Over. I really am. I'm not saying the way that the show is going to go, but me personally, like, I'm not ready for her. I just learned that Elena is a freaking
it's true.
Vampire. She is a vampire. Like, my,
so what do you want
I
to
am
see
blown
Elena
right
do?
Now.
What
like I'm
want?
Literally blown with the facts of this show. I can't believe that someone that I've been watching this whole for the whole entire series, and now she's a vampire. Like everything's changed.
What do you?
I
want
don't
to see
need
from
some
me?
Random preacher's daughter coming on here. I don't want it.
No, but you're forgetting what Vampire Diaries is.
No, I'm not.
You
I'm
are.
Focused on something that I want to
no,
be focused on.
Because I understand what you want to be focused on, but last season we wanted to be
I don't
focused.
Want
listen to what I'm saying.
Crap.
Last season we wanted to be focused on Stefan and what he was going through. This season it's what Elena and what she's going through, but we need the side the side situations. We have Caroline
plenty.
And Tyler still going on. We
right.
still don't know about Klaus and Rebecca.
You're actually answering my question. Everything you're saying right now is just answering
but
what,
this
I'm,
is what I'm saying.
What I would
this
say to you.
This happens every season. We need these characters to do this. We need new characters. This is why Vampire Diaries... If we didn't have Klaus last season, we wouldn't be caring about him. We'd just still be stuck on Stefan and Elena.
And if we didn't have people like me that get bitter about new people,
right.
we wouldn't have a
you
show.
You get bitter, but next season, you're going to be bitter about the new bitch, and you're going to be like, where the hell is April?
100%.
That's if April doesn't die, like in two episodes.
Which but I'm hoping she does.
I don't think she always, is.
Let me tell you why new people get brought on shows. To get killed.
But I don't think she is because Connor read
no,
that
it
letter.
Is. About, and that's what I'm excited
father.
About.
Yeah, but
so great.
She's not the important part.
But she is because the father's dead. The pastor they made really important the first episode. And
he
now
was
he's
only
gone.
Around for one episode,
yep.
though.
But he Good. Was very important that episode, right?
Was he?
Was he?
He
was
just
he
killed
not?
A whole bunch of people.
Sure did. And captured the most important people from in the series.
Okay.
Yeah, he did.
That's a big situation we got going.
That's
on.
A big deal, but
now
his daughter's not going to be able to do it.
His daughter comes back.
She just got stabbed.
Now, the man that captured all the big characters in the
mm-hmm,
series
mm-hmm.
is dead.
Yeah.
Now his daughter comes back and is friends with all the people that were captured.
Right.
Well, she had this in the funeral.
You're sitting here telling me you don't think that this is going to play a big part. At the end of the episode, what do we see? We saw a letter from the father to the daughter.
But that the vampire hunter was reading because he found
which,
it first.
Why
are we wasting time on this girl? There's something about this girl. I'm telling you, I don't think she's going to die this season. I don't. She could have been dead this episode.
Wow, that's a great prediction, but I beg to differ. I hope she does die. Oh, she dies hard.
I feel like she was only... I know, that was mean. It was good, though. I liked it. I feel like she was brought in... And the pastor was brought in so that letter
we need dramatics.
Could be given to the vampire hunter. And the vampire hunter could have been like, I need to figure out who all the vampires are.
Boy, but he already knows there's vampires there. He already knows this. Why
but
does he need
does
to read
he
a letter?
Know?
Why? How did he know to go to the mayor's house and say, hey, so that cattle farm got blown up. I know it was a trick. Come on. How, he didn't read the letter then.
Yeah, he had.
No, he did not. David,
he
look
found
me in the face.
The letter. What do you mean? He found the letter at the beginning of the episode.
And then read it at the end. He didn't
Maybe
know.
He reread it.
Boy, bye.
He did
Anyways,
reread it.
I want to thank you all for tuning into AfterBuzz TV. We have so many new shows like Vampire Diaries, The Mindy Project, Jersey Shore, a whole bunch of situations,
We'd
love games. Whatever show you're watching now, AfterBuzz probably covers it. So after you're watching the show, go to AfterBuzzTV.com, tune into it, and check
like
us out.
40 feet
AfterBuzz
apart.
TV, the fall season. Okay.
Connor.
The vampire slayer.
Yes. Hunter.
Gangster.
Yeah. Fingerless gloves.
Thoughts.
General thoughts.
He's ruthless. That's what Tanny...
I just think that he's obviously, unfortunately, the next villain that we have on our hands.
Right.
Which we don't know what he is, though, because, you know, he out... ran a vampire, which was Damon at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something to that. I thought he's just some guy that was not super, like, just, you know, on the cause of killing vampires. But no, he's supernatural himself.
That's true, because he also had those invisible tattoos.
Yeah, no, of course he's supernatural. He outrun Damon when he went to go kill him. And then, sitting at the bar, and...
Jeremy.
What saw over, and Jeremy's got something to that too, so something's gonna unfold as well with that. Seeing the print, his hey, good, nice tats.
Nice ink. I wrote it down.
Nice ink.
Ink.
I don't know. I don't have any tattoos, so I don't know the ink / terms. But he is, you know.
Something super.
There's something up about him, yeah.
I mean,
big time.
I mean, he made his own. Shotgun bullets.
And clearly he's been around for a minute. You know what I mean?
Do you think he's a witch?
Well, here's my thing.
Because
I thought
he
that
can,
at first,
like, outdo vampires and...
Or maybe he's, like, from a long line of hunters.
Right.
And because you're sort of not born into it. You're born into it, but they don't necessarily come from the same family.
And we learned that it was the scripture on the bullets were not magic.
Right.
So,
and Bonnie said they weren't witch, like, you know, witch
magic.
Magic, you know,
right.
She said that. So,
but what's with the invisible
ink? That's
and
only
that
Jeremy can see, and Jeremy can see dead people.
He said something about him is dead. He's a dead witch. Maybe Oh, I can't wait for this season, guys. I am so excited. I really do love it.
I don't know
it.
Either. At that point, you know what? At this point, let's head into predictions.
Okay. Yeah.
Go straight into it.
Okay. Bah, bah, bah. Where's our music?
There it is.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Hey, y'all, I'm sorry. It's hot in here. You have to turn that air back on.
To be a babe.
I know.
So, I mean...
Predictions for next episode, next week,
not
right?
Not even next episode. Let's just talk about this. You good, girl? Let's just talk about this. This guy, Connor, is so...
Hold on.
Intense.
He lost her headset. Okay.
He's so all over the place. He seems very calculated, but at the end of the day... From what we've noticed, even as calculated as he seems, he doesn't know who is.
He's very, despite having a plan and knowing what he's doing, he seems very messy about it.
Exactly,
I agree.
Like he should
like
have
you're at church with the sniper rifle,
and he's and he
right.
He put a trap up with the blood from
April,
and he put the blood like to see who would react.
Right,
and that was a trap. Like he doesn't know necessarily. Who it is a vampire who
right.
wants to kill. He just knows he wants to kill some of our favorite friends.
I think he blew his cover way too early by shooting Tyler. He
and that's
waited.
Why I don't think he's going to be the season finale bad guy.
I don't think so either.
And it's funny, one of our fans actually said that they're kind of pissed with how they've been kind of putting Bonnie out there. They kind of feel like it's being a little too much Buffy Willow.
Yeah.
And they're kind of upset with it. They kind of feel like Bonnie's kind of going on this whole rampage and she's going to turn evil and she's going to be the main bad guy. And we kind of see it coming. And I can understand why someone would be upset with it.
But I didn't think that tonight because... I'm sorry.
But I didn't feel that tonight.
One thing I loved about tonight's episode was when Stefan came over to her house. And
she allowed him in.
And she allowed him in. And I wondered at that point if it was... gonna be a bitter, you know, like just her mad at him, you know, right. Like you can't know, you know, like just her mad at him once again. She's the good witch that all the vampires have screwed over, and she did. God. She said she nodded, and I loved it. I actually got chills during that moment. I really did. I was like, oh, because it's kind of like when your best friend finally approves of your boyfriend, and
that's
like,
very true.
Oh, I. Yes,
it's very true.
It is. It really was, and I was like, "Oh God!" Like she does, like get Elena in her. Oh, I don't know. That's immediately what I thought, and I thought
also piggybacking on that, she did say in.
She did say in.
What is that? I'm hearing things. She did say in that scene that she tried to do magic earlier in the day, and all the memories from when.
Gran,
she said it felt like her Gran was dying again. And so right now she can't even do magic. So.
And it's just going to be about her overcoming. It's about Elena overcoming. This whole season to me seems like overcoming
adversity.
And right now, I feel like before the mid-season finale, we're going to have to get rid of Connor or figure out what we need to do with Connor. Because Connor could end up turning to be Alaric and being on our side.
Right. Oh, that's true. That's true, because Alaric came in as a hunter.
That's what I love about this show.
And if he was on,
we have no
team,
idea.
On the good team, that's a great key player, because he's really good with it.
He's just messy. He doesn't
he's messy,
think things through.
Yeah. But he's very talented.
Well, because what I thought is, you know, when
and
he
strong.
Shot Tyler again, I go, no, you already did it once.
Why do you think it's
going
to stick this time?
Why did you need to do it twice? I mean, hello? Remember, it didn't work the first time. You were like point blank. Second time
this
probably
might
won't for further back up at the way up in the church balcony
and the altar
might not work, but the first time didn't work when you were right in his face and did it.
And did it three times.
And he shot through a window. Second time when he got into a speech, probably knowing you're there, might not be a good call. I'm just saying, I don't know.
That's true.
And you know what we want you guys to learn from tonight's
unless
episode.
He did it to out Tyler.
Ooh. No, not just Tyler. I don't think he's outing Tyler.
I think he
has a vengeance against all these vampires.
All right, then we're
and what
have to
we
wait
want
and
you
see.
Guys to do is to help us out. Again, Hit us up on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, download, comment. Leave us a comment. We're going to give you cookies, interviews, all that good stuff. Make sure you follow us on AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Twitter. We're now on Instagram, so make sure you guys check that out. You can follow me at DJ Jesse J on Twitter.
At You Can Call Me Skiff.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Brittany Brower. Mwah.
And so, same time, same place, here at AfterBuzz TV, Vampire Diaries. And hopefully we're going to get some more of the lowdown, figure out what's going on here.
And back, not so far away.
We'll see you later.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.